Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. So what is true biblical affirmation? Maybe you can unpack and define that for us.
Well, good question. True biblical affirmation. I would say that it has several components, as you've named them, true, biblical, and it should affirm something. So it shouldn't be false. It should be genuine. That's one of the distinctions between it and flattery that you mentioned at the top of the program. It should be something that you really believe, something that you were saying honestly, something that you've really observed. That's what you should be commending. Second, I favor, and what I argue for in the book, is that it be biblical. That is, the things that we commend be mainly the character of Christ. I can commend a person's hairdo. I can commend... okay, here's maybe a silly illustration, but you can see I'm not all about jewelry, but I'm wearing this little rubber band bracelet thing.
But it's
here.
Not one bit girly. I'm just saying. I'm just saying for people who can't see what you're wearing right now.
Well, I have a 10-year-old granddaughter who made this for me yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so what I might do is affirm her and value her by wearing it. Now, I'd have to stop and think, now, what am I commending about her that's biblical? I suppose I could commend her joyfulness in doing it, her sincere desire to honor her grandpa. Maybe I could affirm her enthusiasm in giving it to me. But what I'm saying here, when you say true biblical affirmation, I'm emphasizing biblical. It's good to commend the things that God commends in the Scripture and commends them by becoming them in the incarnate Christ Jesus. So Jesus was joyful. He went to the cross for the joy set before him. He was enthusiastic and theos in God. He honored his father and mother, even his earthly father and mother, because when he said, you know, I got to be about my father's business, when he was detained there and they lost him for 3 days, he nevertheless went with them. And when his mother commanded him to turn to fix the wine problem at the wedding, he said, my time hasn't come yet. But he obeyed her. Yeah. He fixed the problem for her. So I'm saying biblical affirmations are those that that align with biblical values, and specifically and especially the qualities that are in Christ Jesus. So we commend love, not, I don't know, making the most money, because you could make the most money for good reasons and you could make it for bad reasons. And then affirm is you call it out. You say it. You commend it. You say, that's good. That's a good thing.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.